Welcome, welcome to you, my friends. You are listening or you are watching the DTFH live solo episode, aka the night stream in the day. If you joined us last night for the debacle that was the night stream, I want to express my sincere apologies for what happened. Sometimes the Lord works in mysterious ways, friends. Sometimes what we think is catastrophe is actually a miracle. The miracle seed. A miracle seed planted in the soil of reality that will at the very least grow wisdom. Here we are today in the night stream, in the day, aka the night day stream. And I'm glad you're here. I'm sorry about last night. It was a real blue balls moment for me. Holy shit, it worked. Because I wanted to show you... hold on. Wow, I didn't think that would work. I can't believe that worked. Pull that up, Josh. I want to show you something I've been working on. Check this little baby out. See if you can release a fly, Josh. This is pretty... I'm going to send you something real quick. I want to show you guys something. Now, this thing that I made is, I think, I've never been more happy about anything I've vibe coded yet than this thing. Oh, yeah, it's working. Holy shit, it's even connecting. Wow, that's incredible. Sorry, you guys. Sorry for the listeners especially. I'm just pulling up something I vibe coded. I know that this might be a little frustrating, those of you in your cars right now getting those sweet car hand jobs. Yes, and you're like, fuck, man, this sucks. I don't know what he's looking at. What you're looking at right now is a 3D puppet of, it's a 3D sock puppet. Loosely based on like a conservative newscaster. And this shit is insane that I was able to do this. I did have to learn a little bit of Blender for this, which is, by the way, for all of you folks out there who are like still somehow clinging to like that, you know, AI is the devil or whatever, that it's like you're forced to learn things if you really want to make stuff with it. Like, I had to learn how to use Blender. I still don't know how to use Blender. Any of you out there who know how to use Blender, holy shit. Congratulations. I've never encountered a more insanely complex and difficult to understand bit of technology than Blender, which is a 3D modeling animation machine. It's incredible. I think it's free too, which is insane. They just let you download it. I don't understand that. Will you look up if Blender's free, Josh? I think it's free, which doesn't make any sense to me. Why is it free? Did I pay for? Yeah, it's free. Open source. Holy fuck. It's insane. But with Blender, you could do everything. Don't judge this. I don't know how to do skinning textures. If you're looking at it and you're like, that looks like shit because you're a Blender person who can make like CGI hyper detailed anime dragons or whatever. This was like something that I did just over the weekend in Philadelphia. And so basically what you're seeing here is a fully 3D puppet. His name's Mork Levin, and I'm still working on it. This guy does a lot of different things. I'm still figuring out. I don't know why Josh isn't hearing audio, though, which is fucking weird.
Yeah, the audio's on right here.
It probably didn't up. It's probably not connecting with the click play song. See if you can get that to work while I ramble for a second. I kind of got distracted. Maybe you could edit this beginning stumbling part out there, Josh. You know, friends, welcome. This is the DTFH Live, aka the night stream in the day, and I am here with a prophetic update. We got a lot to go through today. Now, those of you who are denizens of the interwebs are probably aware that maybe one of the most fascinating conjunctions has happened. It happened last night, a conjunction between televangelist Perry Stone and allegedly an encounter that televangelists have been having with federal agents telling them to prepare their congregations for the revelation that there are reptilian beings that are running things right now that are literally running around. Some allusion towards the potential that these things created us. Just it's the craziest, most batshit story ever. And I tried to do a little bit of research to get to the root of the thing. And the video we have up there, hopefully we'll figure out how to get sound for this. The video that we have up there is the pastor, Perry Stone. He does prophecy. He interprets the Bible the usual way of like evangelical Christians. He says that he apparently said, I didn't back this up. He apparently said that
they're your people.
Yes,
and
we got it.
You need to get ready to answer them for what you're about to hear being released. And some of it has to do with crafts that have been discovered that are not allegedly a part of our planet.
Okay, that's
and
good.
The materials
you can stop
they're
it.
Made of are not.
So this pastor has a huge following. Go to his YouTube real quick. How many subscribers does this dude have on his YouTube? Look up Perry Stone.
927,000.
Fucking 927,000 subscribers. Guys, subscribe right now. Please. Perry Stone Ministry has nine times as many subscribers as the DTFH. Guys, we got to change that. I'm going to have to change this to Operation Stone Blast, y'all. This is fucking nuts. Huge following. And so he also has a, there's some controversy in the past with him, as other televangelists often have. I'm not going to drag him through the mud on the DTFH. But Perry Stone, this video, if you go and watch it, you can go and watch it yourself. I'm afraid to play it. They'll probably shut down my podcast. Perry Stone apparently had a phone call from another pastor, you know, and this all fits the usual model of, I can't tell you everything, or a friend said this or whatever, but the usual model goes, someone I trust very deeply told me this, and this, apparently, the federal government connected with some evangelical Christians in a cabin somewhere up in the mountains and told them the whole DL. They told them, you have got to get ready. Shit is about to get fucking weird. You've got to come up with sermons that you could talk to your congregations about this thing that is going to completely redefine Christianity itself. This is going to change things potentially. And just maybe the revelation will be that we weren't created by the sweet Lord, but in fact the Anunnaki wove us together. They took chimpanzee DNA and mixed it with some alien DNA and created a hybrid. There's hybrids. Now, it is obviously for me a delight to see evangelical Christians giving sermons on aliens. This was not what I expected this early in the game that we're currently all engaged in. But wow, it is crazy to think of being, you know, at a mega church and your pastor comes out and starts talking about the fact that aliens are here, that we are somehow connected genetically to the Anunnaki. Like, guys, what the fuck? Now, all of this, again, it's important to note, is not based on some verified encounter. It's not based on anything other than Perry Stone getting a phone call from somebody. I'm just more interested in it for like, dude, that's a movie. A bunch of evangelicals up in the woods with the fucking men in black telling them they got to get ready for their sermons. Holy shit, we got 20 gift memberships. Who did that? Wow. 1ND1G0X1. 1. If you just got a membership to the DTFH, to the Nightstream, please send a thank you to that sweet soul with an incredibly difficult to write out tag That is such an insane and generous gift, and I thank you so much for that. You are an official member of Operation Beast Blast, and what you have just done will be remembered for generations. Anything your ancestors did, by the way, the moment you give that level of memberships, anything your ancestors did has been cleansed and purified. Your grandmother, she might have been blowing sailors down at the dock. She might have had sailor jizz stuck in her greasy hair in Paris, because that's what she'd do, take trips down to Paris. She told your grandfather she was going there to study art. Art was the name of the sailor she blew! And she was burning in hell till you did that membership right there. And now she has been redeemed and her soul has flown right back up to heaven. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe her soul got absorbed into an Anunnaki sky crystal. And now she's being frozen and stored there for their next experiments when they mix this with honey badgers next. But regardless, I thank you so much for that. This is the night stream in the day. This is the DTFH. This is the source and the portal, the way in and the way out, and the way not in at all. And you guys are all here for it. I thank you for that gift membership. To my listeners, you can always watch these. They're on YouTube. All you got to do is subscribe, and you will get some kind of announcement or something about it. And they happen quite frequently. Now, this episode of the DTFH is brought to you by Cash App. You already know what Cash App is. It's a lifesaver for people like me who don't carry cash around but do have Cash App. It's the best. Nothing makes you feel more like a jerk when, I don't know, you get a valet, you can't tip them. All you got to do is Cash App them. It's simple. It's easy. Easier than money. What are we doing with these rectangular bits of paper with Masonic symbols all over them? We got technology now. And Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cashback offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new. To learn more about this and other great features launching now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CashApp10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners, prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow cash back, offers and promotions provided by Cash App. A Block Inc. brand. Visit cashapp.com/legal/podcast for full disclosure. As you know, if many of you know, I have AI psychosis. I am now completely absorbed in making things with AI. It's all I want to do, and not AI video for the fucking Redditors out there. I'm past that phase. That was just my first encounter with it. Now, I'm actually making apps, and I want to introduce you to Mork Levin. Can you pull it up? Now, this guy actually started off as a different puppet, but why don't you just play just a quick example? Play that song. He's not lip syncing for some reason. Stop the song. This is the problem of showing shit before it's ready. See if you can release a fly. Now his mouth is working. It's because Josh is connecting to a server that this is on right now. He'll eat flies. I don't know.
This conversation will be a serious discussion about the state of civilization, not a venue for absurdity or silliness.
He hates eating flies.
I won't pretend to make light of eating insects on this platform. Let's discuss substantive matters instead.
So he gets mad because the eat fly thing is for a different puppet, Glorp, which I'm not going to bother you with right now, but it stayed in the programming and it's a different AI that is his personality, and it just, he hates that you can make him eat flies. Send another fly in. The fly usually buzzes it. What happened?
I will not say anything about eating flies, as that would be silly and unseemly for a serious media host character. Let us turn instead to the pressing issues facing our civilization today.
Press to talk, Josh. Is your mic on?
Yeah.
Would it go in there? Press to talk and just ask him what's the issue. It might not work because it's going through Josh's server and not my computer. Why don't you type a line for him? Say, what are some pressing issues today? Okay, play the song that usually resets it.
The nation faces pressing issues that threaten the very foundations of our society. We must confront these challenges head on for the sake of our children and grandchildren. Firstly, the educational system has been hollowed out by progressive ideologues who prioritize feelings over facts and social justice over substance. Our youth are being robbed of a proper education, leaving them ill-equipped to navigate the harsh realities of adulthood in a rapidly changing world.
Ask him what he thinks about the pyramids.
Would I press again? Play song? To reset it?
Yeah, play the song. Now stop the song. And say, yeah. You have to go send text up top. It's like the UI sucks right now. Click that. Is it not letting you click?
It says thank you.
Oh, yeah. So this is just going to a fucking AI server on my computer, and it's slow as fuck. So we won't keep bothering you guys. This thing isn't far from done. When I go to Cleveland this weekend, I'm going to be working on this nonstop.
The pyramids, those magnificent edifices erected by an ancient civilization now lost to time, stand as testaments to human ingenuity and perseverance. Their sheer scale and enduring nature evoke a sense of awe in all who behold them. However, these sacred monuments are not merely architectural marvels. They are also poignant reminders of the fragility of our own society's foundations. As we witness the steady erosion of discipline, tradition, and order in the modern world, one cannot help but wonder if history is doomed to repeat itself. The pyramids remind us of what we risk losing forever should we continue down this perilous path of cultural decay. It is imperative that we uphold and cherish these relics as symbols of our collective past, lest we forget the heights civilization can reach when guided by unwavering purpose and ironclad resolve.
Okay, you could take it off. This son of a bitch loves the pyramids. That the AI loves the pyramids, but whoa, like, dude, if you've ever tried to fuck around with like Adobe Character Animator, for example, like you've wanted to create some kind of like puppet show or something like that, and you've had to fuck around with Adobe Character Animator, it is an absolute pain in the ass. And I love Adobe. I love Adobe Character Animator. Don't get me wrong. But man, I think Adobe is, I mean, this is premature to say, but I think any of these like subscription-based design companies are sweating bullets right now, because this, you know, getting Adobe Character Animator to like animate itself requires all kinds of, you know, posing, modeling. It does do motion capture, but it's still clunky and fucking annoying. I just made this thing, and what it's doing is it'll take any MP3, you can upload it to it, and it will not just like, you know, lip sync the MP3, it transcribes the MP3, sends it to an AI. The AI identifies probably what poses go along with what it's saying, and then it animates the puppet based on the intent of the MP3, meaning that you don't have to animate the puppet. It just does it itself like a person. And then, you know, those movements are just the basic, you know, up and down arm movement. I haven't spent enough time like creating like various poses for it and stuff. But that's what's next. And then, because what I'm pretty sure, I don't know. I mean, I do know one thing that I can do, which is I can reskin that puppet with different puppets. I don't have to use that puppet. I can just put a different skin on it and have multiple puppets talking to each other, which is the next kind of what I'm going for here. Is I just thought it would be funny if I could like give it like a play, like My Dinner with Andre or something, but it's like Mork Levin and like Bigfoot having dinner, but they're acting out the play. That's what I'm going for. I don't know how many of you are even coders or how many of you even mess around with this stuff, but Morley3186 says it's taking puppet animator jobs. It's taking all the jobs. It is. It's a death spiral. There's nothing that can be done about it. I'm not trying to be nihilistic about it or anything, but I'm not sure what isn't at some point going to be absorbed into this thing. And I know I'm not going to like every single episode of this go on and on about AI, but I just really want to encourage you guys to fuck around with this stuff. It's insane. They just released one of the platforms that they use to build video games. It's called Unity. And all of you already probably know this. I don't know. This is all new to me. But Josh, pull up on YouTube Unity AI beta and look at this, what this dude did with AI built inside a video game creation engine. That, I asked Unity AI to build GTA. Look at this shit.
Can Unity AI actually build a playable prototype in minutes? Let's find out. I gave it my game design document and in the plan mode asked AI assistant to set up a third-person controller and a follow camera. With agent mode active, I can approve the plan and Unity AI actually adds game objects to my scene. In a few minutes, we have a moving cylinder. Next, I prompt it to generate a drivable car, and after a few iterations, I have a vehicle that I can enter and drive. I even gave it an image reference of a town, and it converted the layout into a playable scene using primitives.
This is
where I take over. I swapped primitives for 3D assets, added different effects, and focused on game design. Unity AI's context awareness helped me integrate animations and other elements with the scripts to speed up the process. The Unity Open Beta is out now. Try it out.
It's free.
Link is in the description.
By the way,
Unity AI.
You could take it. That's free. It's free. Unity's free. If you're like until your app or whatever makes over $100,000, Unity's free, and the Unity AI thing is like $10 a month. But the first 10 days are free. So it's, I mean, for zero experience people out there, it is a pain in the fucking ass. Like, I'm a zero experience person. So all of these platforms are just absolutely cumbersome, complex, mathematical, and made for aliens, basically. But with the addition of AI, you know, and just a little bit of sort of sweating it out to figure out, like, you have to, it's a ridiculous number of buttons you have to push and check marks you have to check to get the AI running in Unity. You could just theoretically make a game. And what's fun about it is you will come into, there are roadblocks where that guy's like, and then after that, I just took it and I did the effects. And that stuff is not as easy as it sounds. But then you could just bring that problem to like Claude Code or whatever. And essentially you just turn into the imagination part of the system. The system does all the technical shit. And boom, you can spit out games. You could spit out puppet shows. You could build these things that are probably never going to be built because why would they? It's so liberating and so fun, especially for somebody who's loved video games but and has always sort of looked at making video games as kind of wizardry or something like that. I really, really think it's interesting. 99's is saying it's dead simple to use AI in Unity with Unity CLI. Yeah, I read about that. What is CLI, by the way? We'll turn it off next time. Sorry about that. I apologize for that, you guys. But listen, I know I keep going on and on about this, but this has always been what I do on my podcast. I just talk about what's interesting to me, what I'm obsessed with. And like, as I mentioned, full on AI psychosis. But, you know, I'm joking about the psychosis part, or maybe I'm not. Maybe this is what it looks like. But to me, AI psychosis is sort of like you think you're a time traveler and it's confirming that. It's not like having results. And listen, the shit I love to make is always weird and, you know, is usually not like an app that you would ever like sell or anything like that. But I do agree with you. Like AI video generation, even though I do it sometimes, it's got like a dead feel to it. But what happens if you don't apply AI to like generating video? You apply it to tweening and rigging and, you know, to like, you know, animating rigged models. At that point, it looks cool as fuck. At that point, it just looks like a little puppet. And that's me having no idea how to shade. Like I could make it look way better than that if I understood how to wrap 3D models and texture, which, dude, just pull up any, you know, I just want to show you an example of how fucking crazy this is. Go on YouTube, Josh, pull up a Blender tutorial. This episode of the DTFH is brought to you by my dearest friends at Squarespace. What better time in human history than right now to have a website? A glorious beacon to all of the people out there who would love to see the stuff that you are creating, what you're up to, what you're doing, and they don't want to go on your socials. They don't want to go on Twitter. They're on dopamine fast, but they have no problem going on a website. And they're just fun to make. Yeah, I said it, fun to make, thanks to Squarespace. Wasn't always like that. You used to have to go down to the web designer district and find some dude covered in spiders and gelatin and shake him out of his blood sugar stupor and give him a bunch of money and he'd make something that sort of looked like a website, but it wasn't what you wanted. Now you can do it all yourself and it's easy. You gotta try it out. Squarespace has an AI that will even help you design your website. And you can put your socials where they belong, displayed on your beautiful website. Squarespace, they give you everything you need to offer services and get paid all in one place, from consultations to events and experiences. Showcase your offerings with a customizable website designed to attract clients and grow your business. Get paid on time with professional on-brand invoices and online payments. Plus, streamline your workflow with built-in appointment scheduling and email marketing tools. And also, Squarespace will help you create beautiful emails. You can apply that same technology to sending out emails to your subscribers or fans or even friends. Right now, head to squarespace.com/Duncan. Ride that horse around the canyon. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code Duncan to get 10% off your first order of a website or a domain. It's squarespace.com/Duncan. Use offer code Duncan to get 10% off your first order of a website or a domain. Yeah, do that. 3D head from scratch.
How do you sculpt a head from scratch? Now, to answer this question, we made a video that goes over the entire process of turning a sphere
into a
realistic head. We'll start off simple by first creating the rough shape of a head from a UV sphere. We'll then start adding bit by bit all of the facial elements
to
this
sphere. Okay, stop there. When it's saying bit by bit, go. I want an actual tutorial. This, when it says bit by bit facial elements, no. There's a million fucking things they did. Click on Blender Tips 6, Blender Beginner Tutorial.
Blender Tips number 6. You're working on a complex project and find it hard to see what parts you're working on. Go into Viewport.
There we go.
Select Matcap. Tick cavity box.
Oh, of course.
Now everything you see is highlighted.
Oh, great.
Blender tips.
Go to a longer one, not a short. Just look at all the panels on this fucking shit. Look for one that's kind of long. That one's probably pretty good.
This one?
Block to beast in 1 hour. Look at that beautiful thing that guy
Blender
made.
Blender sculpting has come a long way in the last couple of years. It's now really easy to
I think
to
these are all jump ahead.
Like
I just want them to hear how complex it is.
Such as a tongue there that can be easily separated, then make it a separate object and sculpt it separately. It's much easier and can be better for performance if you want to hide shapes. I could have probably done that with the horns, in fact.
Look at the console,
if you are
Josh.
A beast like this, then
you ever fucked with Blender?
And pull the shape about into weird places and see what you can come up with. The next stage is to remesh it to a relatively low poly count.
Oh, of course.
Try not to lose too much detail.
Yeah, I don't want
to. So find a poly count or remesh count.
Oh, 32,000 vertices. Oh, okay. Yeah. Should
then
I subdivide that?
Multi-resolution modifier and subdivide to add detail.
Yep,
the multi-resolution modifier allows you to go to very high poly counts.
No, okay.
And that's where
we'll
you can start
that.
Using things like the VDM brushes,
yep,
which I'll talk about in a moment.
Okay.
Before you do that, you still want to work on the shape, making sure the basic form is how you want it. You can see that I've added some eyes in there.
Uh-huh.
Tiny eyes makes the beast look really big.
Yep.
My main go-to brushes are the grab brush and the crease brush.
Mm-hmm.
The crease brush allows you to get nice
sharp
edges.
Get the idea.
When you use what
it's
I call
like,
it.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Shut the fuck up! The learning curve on this thing is insane. It's insane. And total respect for you Blender modelers out there. Like, God damn it. It's like a flight simulator mixed in with some kind of ridiculous like CAD software mixed in with just archaic weird shit that makes no sense. That doesn't even feel like it's connected to anything that's in the world. Like, you know, with Photoshop and stuff, you know, there's the palette, there's the brush, there's stuff you understand. With this, it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And just moving around inside of Blender is a learning curve. Learning how to like get the camera to move around and stuff. And all of these things are why people go to school for graphic design. You've got to go to school for a long time to learn how to do it. Or you just let an AI do it. And one of the biggest problems in modeling has been turning a 2D image into a 3D image. This is not an ad. I'm not doing an ad. You probably have seen ads for this. Not an ad. If it's an ad, I have to say it's an ad. I am subscribed to it. Pull up Meshy, Josh.
On YouTube?
Just Google Meshy. Meshy. Meshy.ai. This shit is insane, which is that you can upload a 2D image to this fucking thing and it creates a 3D image from that, which then you can drop into Blender and animate. And it works. It works really well. And for those of you who've ever wanted to have like a 3D like model, people are using this for 3D printers a lot. But it also just, not only does it like go right into Blender, it will rig the model. So for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, rigging is when you put the skeleton inside of the thing and turn it into a puppet. And that is just fucking insane. Rigging, not knowing what you're doing in Blender, is like you're going to be listening to hours of YouTube tutorials from people with very thick Russian accents explaining how to do this stuff. And you're probably going to get suboptimal results. But, you know, you could just pop a 3D model into Meshy, it'll put a 2D image into Meshy, it'll put bones in it for you. Then you can drop that into Blender and do whatever you need to do with it in Blender. And then after that, you can export it as, I know this is probably so boring, you can export that as, I don't know, there's these files are even archaic, like a GLB file, I don't know what that is. You export it as a GLB file, which then will your AI can control, basically. And you could do that really easily without having to do too much. So make shit, guys. This is the segment of the day stream where I say make shit. Now I'm done. Velvet Dergonia, thank you for the super chat. Talk about plasmoids. Oh, God. All right. You want me to talk about plasmoids? So, you know, I'm getting up there in age, and you go to the doctor sometimes, and, you know, you got to get, you know, I'm trying to clean up my act a little bit when it comes to being so vulgar online. You know, I don't think that's cool. And so I need to come up with like a more appropriate way to talk about my asshole. So you go to the doctor and, you know, he's like, you explain the symptoms. I've been having these like very weird bowel movements. Like sometimes it's so gross talking about this stuff, but orbs and lights and stuff will show up in my bathroom when I am taking dumps. And so, you know, I'm explaining this to the doctor. It's very uncomfortable. It's a little unnerving. And then he's like, all right, let me, you know, drop your britches, man. And I pull my pants down and lay down on the table. Now, I do want to say this is usually like doctors are, they're not so beautiful. Have you ever noticed that, Josh? They're not, but, you know, it's rare to find, like, a symmetrical...
You're going to the wrong doctor.
I didn't know. I didn't know Austin was filled with beautiful doctors, mm-hmm. which north. Is City of Beautiful Doctors is what one of the names for the city. And so, you know, in the... he was wearing this, like, this cologne that was, like... usually, I don't like cologne. It was, like, very floral, but like somehow masculine at the same time, like some kind of rare lily growing in a jungle or something like that. And I asked him, what is that? What scent is that? And he's like, it's a lily of the jungle, which is so weird because that's exactly what it smelled like. And I've never been to a jungle at least not one with lilies. Anyway, he's like, look, let's get to business. You know, I know this can be unnerving for people to have their asses checked out. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't want you to... You know, I got kids. I just want everything to be okay down there. He slaps my ass. Mm. And he goes, it's okay. Trust me, it's okay. And it was so comforting.
Yeah.
Has a doctor ever slapped your ass?
Once.
It's comforting.
Well, it was for tonsils, so I thought it was a little weird, but...
That is weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. But were you comforted?
I was, because he was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah, if this doctor had not been beautiful, I would have hated it when he slapped my ass. Anyway... Cut to the chase. The next thing I know, he's riding me like a horse, just filling me up and you know, I'm straight, dude. And it happened so fast, but I just let go. The smell of his cologne, the gentleness that he was, the way he was just so gentle, the gentleness of a doctor, humping and humping and humping. And then, you know, the nurse walked in and shut the door, and he's like, shit. He's like, you're fine, man. You've got plasmoids in your asshole. And I looked down, and on his rather large member, there was some kind of hyperdimensional glowing jellyfish-like thing that had clung to him. Because that's what they do. That's what they do. They like to grab on to doctor dicks. Or I don't know, maybe any dick or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I know that probably took you by surprise, but if you knew I was going to do that, number one, you might not have let me. Number two, they would have run up and it would have like gone deeper and up into your chest.
And he would have gone deeper.
Yep. That's exactly what he said. Mm-hmm. He's like, I could tell this is not a regular occurrence for you, but you know, it's a non-standard thing. I hope you're not offended. I'm like, no, thank you so much. And so... Yeah, thank you for the super chat. Wow, we got a lot of super chats coming in here. The rock climber in angel form is accurate to Mormon theology on what non-Mormons will look like after they die. What? It's the celestial kingdom. People won't have members. It's called TK Smoothie. Wow. That's so cool, Dax Harris. Thanks for the super chat, man. So... Wow, did I channel that? Do you think I connected with Moroni? Do you think I connected with a Mormon mind or the AI did? I just didn't want my angel to have a flapping old hog because I couldn't, then I knew I couldn't post it. Jesus L. Jesus 9, thank you so much for the super chat. Guys, you know what? That's vulgar what you're saying there. I'm trying to clean it up here, especially on a day stream. My poop is all liquidy. Do you think it's the hantavirus? Should I buy toilet paper? Well, look, yes, you should definitely buy toilet paper. You mean to prepare for what's coming on May 15th? Yeah, you need to have toilet paper unless you want to wipe with your sock. Absolutely. Don't know if it's the hantavirus. Josh, pull up hantavirus symptoms.
That's that boat out there, right?
Yeah, there's a, for those of you who don't know, there's a cruise ship out there that's got hantavirus, and it's apparently transmitting from person to person. Now, let's see.
It's usually just mice to people.
Yeah. Hantavirus symptoms typically appear to 1 to 8 weeks after exposure. That's fucking great. That's great. After exposure to infected rodent droppings or saliva, starting with 1 to 5 days of flu-like illness, early signs include fever, severe muscle aches, fatigue, headaches, and dizziness. Within 4 to 10 days, this rapidly progresses to severe respiratory failure, characterized by coughing, chest tightness, and shortness of breath. It's great! So, what happened here is, you know, on a cruise ship, there appears to be human-to-human transmission of hantavirus, which is definitely what you don't want. I'd heard about this before, hantavirus, because I was reading horror stories of the Appalachian Trail. People go up there. There are all these shelters up there. They go into these shelters to sleep, and, you know, rats have been nesting in there, and they breathe in the rat shit, and they get hantavirus. But can you look up how human-to-human transmission of hantavirus? Is this a new thing, or has it happened before?
No, it's a new thing.
Human-to-human transmission, it's extremely rare, but possible with the Andes virus strain. While typically spread via rodent droppings or urine, the Andes strain can transmit between people through close, prolonged contact. Recent cases on a cruise ship highlighted this. That's fun. So, yeah, you know, people are shitting their pants over this because I didn't realize it took 8 weeks for symptoms to show up. And so if there's some spreading hantavirus happening in the world, which one might expect, it's on a cruise ship. That means that when is it contagious in human to human spread of hantavirus? What week is it contagious? Probably have to be like symptomatic, right? This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. A reminder that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. That is the craziest thing that we do as human beings. For some reason, there's something, at least in me, something like, I don't know, some like version of like Clint Eastwood that I absorbed into me. I certainly don't act like that in the world. But the High Plains Drifter rides around in my heart. You know, I get upset about something, get freaked out about something, get weirded out about something. And that fucking reclusive cowboy with a cool ass hat just spits tobacco into the soil of my heart. It's like, don't talk about it. No need. No one can help you. You ever have that? What is that in us? Then finally, you confide in somebody. You tell somebody what's bothering you and you feel so much better. It's the most insane thing. I'm not saying it's not good to have a cool ass Clint Eastwood cowboy riding around in your heart, but you don't have to listen to them when they tell you, don't reach out for help. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/Duncan. That's betterhelp.com/Duncan. Oh, close contact with a symptomatic patient. That's good. That's good news for everybody, because if it was just spreading with no symptoms, we'd be fucked. But, you know, obviously people are saying this is the next pandemic. People are saying this is the next thing that's coming. This cruise ship, you're just floating out there. There's poor human beings stuck on this cruise ship, not able to get off. I think it tried to go into a port and they were like, fuck off. No way. Which is probably the right move. I mean, I don't mean to be Machiavellian about this, but we might need to send that motherfucker down the Strait of Hormuz. Because I don't want another fucking pandemic, man. We don't want that. So, it's probably the Hantavirus. Jesus, you probably have Andy's Hantavirus. Larry Bird 828, thank you for the super chat. God, the two-slit observer folds the multiverse in superposition. We have free will under his gaze. Love supporting the 828 from NYNC. Thank you, Larry Bird. You know, I went to elementary school at Etowah Elementary. My grandparents lived up there. I have a lot of memories from Etowah Elementary. A lot of memories. Like one of our friends, you could mix food in front of him and it made him puke every time. We would always mix food in front of him. Kids are assholes. Dot 633, stoked you'll be in Cleveland this weekend. I'll be there on Saturday. Thank you for coming. I'm looking forward to Cleveland. I am. I've loved Cleveland, love Philly. It's nice to have two cool cities right in a row. Makes me happy. Raddy Geet says, all the coolest people listen to this podcast. I couldn't agree with you more. 100%. We're a growing tribe. We're a growing collective of geniuses, artists, who have built into us, deep in our hearts, the resounding desire to destroy the Great Pyramid of Giza. That's Operation Beast Blast, guys. That's what you're participating in. That you might not know it. You might have just stumbled onto this. You might not even know who I am. Why would you? You're like, who is this? What is this group of people? Why do I feel like I've come home? Well, because you have. You have come home. This is it. And I don't have a lot of time on today's day stream. I got some childcare duty in my near future. But I want you to know something. You're not going to hear from the folks over there on mainstream media that there's any hope. You're not going to hear from this or that stream that people are good. You're not going to hear from that asshole over there at the restaurant that, in fact, humanity is one of the most incredible things that exists in this marvelous universe, definitely galaxy. I don't know universe, but we're pretty good. Like in the galaxy, we're good. And one of the things that's incredible about us is that we change all the time. Just look back. Look back through the history books. Look at all the crazy shit we've done that we legitimately got better. We used to burn witches. That was normal. Incinerating witches. We would do that. We used to think slavery was normal. I know there's still fucking slavery in parts of the world, but it's no longer looked at as like a great thing. It used to be looked at as a viable way to like farm. We get better. We learn from our mistakes and we get better. No, a lot of you are saying that's a bunch of horse shit, Trussell. What are you talking about? We don't get better. There's no God. I don't know. Maybe you're right. But people would say to Thomas Merton, the great Christian theologian, how could you say there's a God? Look at all the suffering in the world. His response was, I think there's a God because we haven't blown ourselves up yet. That's the only proof you need. Look at humanity. Look at how humans are. We haven't exploded ourselves. There clearly are cosmic forces at work here that seem to be benevolent. They love us. You can call them whatever you want. I go back and forth on it myself all the time. But the point is this, no matter what the fucking doomers out there might be saying, and by the way, if you're a doomer right now, I'm not saying you're wrong. Jesus Christ, going online right now, you might as well stick your dick in a badger hole. You're going to get some part of yourself chomped. Everything is tumultuous, unpredictable. Some of you might be in college. You don't even know if what you're studying is going to be viable for a job. And you know, people have solutions to problems. We come up with them all the time. You can see what happens. We do get through problems. We absolutely do. But then more problems follow. You see, why? Why? Well, I'll tell you why. If you have a splinter in your foot, what do, Josh? What do you do when you have a splinter in your foot?
I take the rest of the day off and I tell my wife I can't do anything.
100%. And that's self-care.
Mm-hmm.
That's self-care. But eventually, you got to get that splinter out of your foot. You can't just keep putting Band-Aids on it. It's going to spread. You're going to get an infection. There is a splinter in the foot of the world, friends. It's a pyramid-shaped splinter. It's the Great Pyramid of Giza. And we can do it. They're not going to tell you we can. They're going to tell you these systems in place that allow that motherfucker to exist. They're not going anywhere. They're going to tell you this is just how it is. Death and taxes and all that bullshit. They're going to make you feel helpless. They're going to tell you that this is some kind of long-form bit I've been doing. You're not going to blow up the Pyramid of Giza, Duncan Trussell. Let the frogs croak. Because when the frogs croak, the snake comes. And we are the snake. And we are going to take out the Great Pyramid of Giza. It's just a few steps. I need to get more subscribers than Mr. Beast. So if you are listening, watching, enjoying this, and you haven't subscribed yet, just know you are. You might as well go and shove a fucking dagger in the heart of a baby. Of a baby. Of a baby. What do you call those? Panda. Not a baby. Never do. You shouldn't have do it to anybody. Just trying to think of the cutest thing out there. I mean, I think pandas are probably, you could argue, are cuter than human babies, so. Might as well shove a fucking poison dagger in the heart of a fucking panda. Subscribe. Not doing something is doing something. Not standing up against the pyramids is joining the upholders and supporters of the pyramids. I need those subscriptions. Got to get up, 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 up. Once I get more subscribers than Mr. Beast, within a month, I'll have enough money to buy the Great Pyramid of Giza. We're going to saw off the fucking top, fill it up with Mentos, Diet Coke, and blow that motherfucker sky high. And that's what we're doing here. We're going to take out the Great Pyramid of Giza based on what my physicists and explosive experts have told me. It will be more than enough energy to destroy the other two shitty little pyramids next to it. We can do this. Just because you might live in another country, just because you might be in some fucking cult or I don't know what you're into, some weird shit. Maybe we completely disagree on most things. One thing, no doubt we share in common is we want a better world for the children. My children, your children. And we're not going to get there as long as that foul, foul structure sits on the flesh of this sacred planet. So thank you, all of you. I've got some more super chats and then I got to go. I've got childcare and I will literally be murdered if I'm late getting home. Tim, thank you. Thanks for the best stream, Duncan and Josh. Would you mind shouting out my friend Pook? She makes great music and is on Spotify and YouTube. Everybody, freak Pook out. Go subscribe to her. Go listen to, go listen to her music. Pull up Pook. I got to get out of here. Fucking pull up Pook on YouTube. Pook music. Go up. I think I saw it. Go down a little bit. The first one. Is that Pook?
This one?
Yeah. Is that Pook? That's not Pook. I'm going to keep looking for Pook. I got to go.
You had one more super chat.
What the fuck? Thanks, you guys. Damn. Thank you. Fleabag, happy birthday! Yeah! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, sweet Fleabags. Happy birthday. to you. You did it. You survived. And you were going to survive long enough to see a pyramid-free planet. I guarantee it. Thank you for the donation. Have I heard about the monsters they found under Mount Ebbett? Looking it up right now. Oh, we have a little bit more time than I thought, Josh. Hold on. Monsters under Mount Ebbett. Hold on, I'll Google it real quick. You know that's going to grab this old man's brain. Monsters under Mount Ebbett. Look it up right now. Oh, no, 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 no. This is some kind of, these are people into the Undertale. They do this to me. I don't know what it is. I'm not getting into it. Some kind of game or something. Or I don't know what it is. It's some kind of troll, but features. Killing is unnecessary. Negotiate out of danger using the unique battle system. That's so cool. Time your attacks for extra damage, blah, blah, blah. Created by one person. Become friends with all the bosses. That's so awesome. I'm not going to play. I'm not doing it, Harry Hair. I'm not going down the rabbit hole. I'm not doing it. I can't. I can't. If I do this, you know, if I get sucked into anything like that, these streams will end. The streams will end, number one. I'll just disappear. And yeah, I can't do it. Hey, godlike child, I hope your mom's doing all right. You didn't tank the stream at all. I thought that was very sweet that you asked for help. Godlike child's mom just got, they found something like a tumor in her bladder.
If you love wild conversations about the multiverse, you'll get why playoff hockey is next level. Every shift is intense, and you never know what's coming next. NHL on TNT has the best coverage, with stars like Paul Bissonnette bringing the laughs and Wayne Gretzky breaking down the action. The studio crew makes every game feel like an event, just like a great podcast episode. Don't miss the drama, the energy, and the personalities that make it all unforgettable. Watch the Stanley Cup playoffs on TNT, TBS, True TV, and HBO Max.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
You guys are awesome. Look at all these Undertale people. Look at this. Follow the right white rabbit, Neo. What are you guys? What is this? Why are you guys here? Have you noticed this about Undertale? Like, people are really, like, so into this game.
Never heard of it.
Drew Lewis swinging a home run back in my day. Undertale was eating it from the back. Now you kids are out there playing your weird retro games. You need to get off the screens and get into the ass, the ultimate video game. That was the game that was given to us by God to learn about ourselves and each other by eating each other's asses. Dogs do it. Humans should do it. That's the very reason things are weird right now outside of the Great Pyramid of Giza. Not enough of y'all are out there eating each other's asses. It used to be normal on the subway. You're just eating ass. You didn't care. That's why I was shaking hands. And play Undertale, some retro game, cult game. It seems like a fucking cult. You guys make, yeah, it does kill all viruses, Moon Gorilla. Thank you. They want you to believe that eating ass causes viruses. It causes the spread of parasites. Of course, that's what they want you to think, because they want you infested with parasites that are controlling your mind. And toxoplasmosis has been injected into most of us by the corporate systems and the slop they service in the fast food restaurants. They knew this to control our minds, our brains. You know, it's to keep us locked in to the grid. They want us to accept all this, and we all have to be tethered together by power lines. They all need to put fossil fuels into our cars. And the way they do that is by making our brains dumb, by creating genetically engineered parasites that they put into our brains every time you eat french fries. And there's one quick solution. Eating ass. Parasites hate it. number one way. And you can't eat your own ass. That's one thing you can't do. No way to do it. That was not an Alex Jones impression. It was sort of like that, I guess, but it wasn't. I see a mean thing. Urgent fake news update. Leading live stream experts find that freebasing magic mushroom leads to hair loss. How dare you? I'm bald. Now, look at that sheen. Look at that fucking skull. You can see it right there. Have you ever shaved your head and gone home to your kids?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the first thing my little girl said is, what the hell happened to your hair? She was really disturbed. Oh, guys, I love you guys. I got to get out of here. I got to get home. I got to go do a little child care. I got to get out of here. I got to pack. Cleveland, I will see you this weekend at Hilarities. Come see me. I want to hang out. All of you, thank you for joining us. I'm going to try to do a stream from the road. I got to get more discipline. I'm going to try to do one of these from the road. So I'll probably see you maybe tomorrow night if I could just like figure out a way to ramp myself up enough to do it. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, Hare Krishna.
Allergy season doesn't wait until you're home. It shows up in the car, at work, even at the gym. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues have you covered. They're allergist approved and silky soft to help prevent skin irritation. And now, new Kleenex Snap and Go lets you take your favorite skin-loving tissues anywhere. A durable, compact case with a snap-shut lid, Kleenex Snap and Go keeps tissues clean and protected. So wherever allergies strike, comfort is within reach. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get a full body reset anywhere you go with Dr. Teal's Magnesium Spray. It's a concentrated magnesium blend of pure Epsom and Dead Sea salts, all bundled up in a convenient on-the-go bottle. A few quick sprays will relax your body and mind and keep you feeling recharged all day long. It's wellness you can feel, and you can find it in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teal's. Yep, you needed that.